Hey guys, it's me Arnav, and you're listening to the podcast is the Wrestling Ready by Arnav Chakravarti, and I am talking about AEW's new surprise debut named Malakai Black. And if I'm talking about that, everybody knows about who is Malakai Black. And if you don't know, I'm talking about that. Have you ever knew the name of WWE NXT star Tommy and WWE Raw and SmackDown wrestler Aleister Black? Yes, I'm talking about Tommy and or Aleister Black. His new name is Malakai Black. He's surprisingly debut on AEW, and he did a kick to Arn Anderson, and it's a holy shit experience. And after that, Malakai Black kicked Cody Rhodes to his face. If I'm talking about that, then yes, the thing is, Malakai Black names his AEW debut as one of the favorite moments of his career. Malakai Black, AEW's latest blockbuster signing, has stated that his debut for the promotion is among the top three moments of his career. At AEW Dynamite, Road Rager Black made his stunning debut by laying down Arn Anderson and Cody Rhodes with a pair of brutal black masses. To build up Black's debut with the lights going off and the commentary team sitting production issues before he appeared in the ring was executed perfectly. All Elite Wrestling has tweeted that holy shit, Malakai Black, Tommy Andrews has arrived in AEW. Speaking on a Twitch stream, Malakai Black said that his AEW debut was unforgettable and one of the best moments of his career. He further disclosed that he slept only for 3 hours the night before since his adrenaline was high. If I'm talking about the matches, this match was absolutely awesome. If I talk about the face, look at his face, looking just dangerous. His eyeball lamps, everything was absolutely changed. This was totally insane. Looking like a danger, looking like a virus was getting spread into his eyes. Wow, this was absolutely awesome. I really loved the new style, wearing a suit and doing like a just a witch doctor's, everything is like it. But I could just say that this was really interesting. This was absolutely damn interesting, Malakai's Black. This was unbelievable. Nobody was suggest that Malakai Black should debut on, can just say, AEW. I was totally unbelievable. Okay, just say. What you can just say? What I can just say that if I'm talking about that Malakai Black should hear at WWE. Should stay in WWE. WWE should put Malakai Black into Raw roster for making a character. For making this character in a good way. If I'm talking about that, Last night was top 3, one of my favorite moments of my career. I slept for 3 hours because my adrenaline was so high. It was the accumulation of months and months and months, and having the big payoff was worth the pain, chaos and perseverance, said Malakai Black. Fightful. Malakai Black revealed that he himself came up with his new character and plans regarding how it will debut in front of the audience. He added that AEW was welcoming towards his pitches and were happy with all his ideas. Black also heaped praise on AEW's production team, saying that it isn't easy to pull off such genuine surprises in this day and age. The former NXT champion further said that it feels good to be working in an environment where his creativity isn't stifled by external powers. It was a hassle to keep under wraps once I found out that my contract was a tad different than the usual. I just came up with this idea. I had already made a character movie and I came up with this idea and the company liked it, so we ran with it. It was all very last second. I feel like in modern day wrestling, there are few moments to make a genuine surprise and get people to look your way. For me to sneak in, not be seen, deep and dive so they wouldn't see me, that took some skill. Kudos to AEW and the entire crew. What a great operation that have there. He said it feels good where I'm in a place where my creative mind can be utilized instead of stopped and controlled, and knowing that things weren't going to work, said Black. And I was expected that Malakai Black is going to wrestle AEW wrestler Cody Rhodes. Malakai is going to wrestle Cody Rhodes very soon. It was really interesting that what is it doing here. If I'm talking that, however, there's every possibility AEW would want to save a match of this magnitude for a bigger stage like All Out 2021 on September 5th. As such, until then, Malakai Black could lock horns with those close to Cody, that is Dustin Rhodes or Arn Anderson, Brock Anderson. Did you enjoy Malakai's play? And if you did, yes, I really enjoyed. And I would suggest that Malakai's like AEW debut was really awesome. He came into the ring after the lights came up here, and after that he hitting 2 super kicks. One he hits for Arn Anderson, another was hitted by Coriors. Sorry, one was already down into the floor. I can just say that. Okay, so that's the ending of the podcast. And I want to say that my podcast was now available on ManicPod. Audio Mac was available. So ManicPod is the new podcast listening platform. Then I added my show, and after that, finally it was here. Finally my podcast was here. And I'm uploading continuously, episodes after episodes after episodes. But you know what? I think my podcast should start to listen, should start monetize for everything. Just forget about monetization. Everybody should listen to it. That's my plan. Is my podcast should go worldwide. And finally it goes up. And I see that all my podcast was going internationally, globally. This is a great year. Okay, so if you want to listen to my podcast, upcoming podcast, and if you want to listen to my previous podcast, then search on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and then search on my name is, you can just say it, search on my name, The Wrestling Radio by Anurag Chakravarti. If you find this name, you will get it, this name first. And if you search on Google, then you will get my name. Because this thing was absolutely awesome. It was available in Google. If you're searching it, you will get my podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and many more. And I have listed some podcasts that are available on other platforms. It was also listed on my bio. So that's the main thing it was, that I really love it. It was really awesome. And the main thing it was that my podcast was available on Deezer also. Deezer US. But the main thing disappointed it was that Deezer was an American company. But it's not available in India. If you want to listen to Deezer, then you need to purchase a VPN or creating an account or purchase a subscription or listen, whatever you wish to do, man. And if you want to purchase a VPN, use NordVPN or ExpressVPN. But I would suggest that it's a good thing. ExpressVPN also so good. And some servers are work perfectly, and some things, everything changes. Yes. So that's the thing it was that. Okay. So that's the ending of the today's podcast. I think if you have enjoyed this thing, that you have enjoyed my podcast, that Malakai Black was debut. So let's watch AEW's next match. And I was expecting that so many WWE wrestlers are released, continuous, released after released after released. And what's the plan for WWE? I really didn't know about that. And I can just say that Mickey James was also released with WWE, but I have a question in my mind that Mickey James was truly a legend. She is truly a wrestler, and she played so many times back very well. She played for the women's championship, but this was the disappointment that she won. She never won after his WWE return. But this was the biggest disappointment. WWE should consider Mickey James to beat the women's championship, to get the opportunity to win the title. That's it. I think Mickey James should supposed to win this match. But she tried. I can't just say that she never tried, but she tried very well. I see that Raw Women's Championship match, Mickey James played by Asuka, Mickey James held Alexa Bliss, and so many Divas wrestlers was held by Mickey James. I can just say about that, she's the greatest wrestler of all time. Okay, so that's the end of the today's podcast. If you have never followed my podcast on any other platform, so please just follow my podcast on Spotify. If you're living, if you're listening to my podcast on Spotify and on other platforms, Amazon Music also, then you're on. And go ahead and listen to my podcast. Okay, bye bye. See you in the next podcast, The Wrestling Radio by Anurag Chakravarti, sponsored by Anchor.